open the door, let me see how it works. And the car was just stuck. The door is ajar. The door is ajar. I said, hell, I don't want that car. The dealer said, what's wrong? That ain't called you literally. It don't know the difference between a door and a jar. So I went on and purchased the car. I took it to my neighborhood and showed it to my friends. I said, y'all come see what I got here, man. Come see what I got here. The car was just stuck. The keys are in the ignition. The keys are in the ignition. I said, okay, you know what my keys are. Now, what the hell is my hook at? Call the car burglar. You know, somebody touched the car, the burglar on the ball. Burglar, burglar, burglar. Then there's another option you can get. The police have been notified. The police have been notified. Well, I got the burglar alarm, but I had an extra option as mine. The repo man is coming. The repo man is coming. I was so excited about my car, I parked in the handicap zone. I come back out of this office writing me a ticket. So I'm trying to use my head to get out this ticket. So I said, hey, that's my car. Officer looked at me and said, hey, this your ticket too. He said, where's your sticker? I said, hell, I'm handicapped. I couldn't put it on. And I had a friend of mine who was weaving in our lane, and the police officer put him over to the side. He had a bottle of wine in his lap. Officer said, look like I'm going to write your ticket for DWI. He said, you do know what a DWI is, don't you? My friend messed up. He said, yeah. Drive without insurance. Officer wrote his ass two tickets. So you better get some state farm, get that boom farm along. Officer told me, he said, I'm gonna give you a chance to get out this ticket. He said, if you can walk this white line, he said, I'll let you go. My friend messed up. He said, if you hold it, he said, I'll walk it. I got some crazy relatives too, man. I ain't kidding. I got a crazy. My big mama passed not too long ago. I got a niece at the funeral acting a fool. She all on top of the cat and talking about, get up, big mama. Oh, get up, big mama. We said, big mama, get up. We all gonna get our ass up on here. So we running, leave the headlights on. Everybody gonna need the boots when they come back. We get to the grave site. We putting her down on the ground. Here, go. Here I ask Googie. I got to go with you, big mama. Oh, I got to go with you. We put the clothes in that hole. She said, hold it. You're pushing me too damn close. We said, hell, you wanted to go with big mama. You didn't go see big mama when she was sick. Now you're trying to get an Academy Award at the damn funeral. Hey, and I got some crazy ass relatives too, boy. I went to visit my brother in jail. I forgot I had a ticket. Visitation turned into family reunion up in that job. Because I'm meeting Uncle Pete, everybody up in there. Talking about sugar. I've been seeing you on TV. I said, well, you gonna see me on America's Most Wanted. Because I'm breaking up out of here and got to you. You think I'm lying? I ain't getting crazy. One time me and my cousin was going through the one ass. We was looking for a job. And all of a sudden the news came. Angry postal worker killed supervising three other postal workers. Yeah, my cousin ran out of the house. I said, where you going, man? He said, I'm going to get me an application. He said, my neighborhood burglars are quick. They can steal the air out their air conditioner. You can be in your bedroom and say, damn, that Adam went out. So I went and called the dog. Somebody broke my house with me and the dog inside. The damn dog beat me up under the bed. I come on pushing the dog. Go get the prowl. Go get the prowl. Go get the prowl. The dog looked at me and said, keep on pushing on me and take a bite out your hand. And I knew what it is to grow up poor, poor. We were so poor in our house, we used to fight over cookbooks. We talking about, that's my page. Mom tells you to get my page. You know how you get the page, start rubbing the page, talking about, ooh, that show is good. And we were poor. I remember I said, mama, get out of welfare. Kids in school talk about it. My mama got a welfare, we damn near starved to death. I said, mama, get back on welfare. I can take teeth and I bet on a full stomach. I'm taking sheets, pillowcase, everything off the bed. I heard one girl talking about she wasn't gonna talk to me, talking about, because I didn't have no aid. I said, baby, it's not what behind it counts, it's what's up front. She said, yeah, but I want to have something to hold on to. I said, well, you better hold on to the headboard. Cause your ass going for a ride. What do you think they put the hands on the mattress for? A whole lunette? You want to hold on to something? Thank God.
I gotta take my chance. I'm just going to die. She was just too fine. Man, I got this girl, and I got down to the pantry, and she had on some of the raggedy ass drawers you could find. Holes all in the drawers. She talking about, if you want it, come and rub it. I said, no, baby, you need to scrub it. Because if your ass eating up them drawers like that, you know what it's gonna do to my ass.